Okay, so we're talking about the end of the Mishnah of Mul the Shabbos. We have two svaras, svar of Rashi, that the behemoth is not working, Zachadaitai, Tezbud and Yishalmi, that people's clothing are different. And they. So we discussed yesterday what would be the gabay that svara dafka gabay adam even gabay behema. So yesterday we said the svara, and obviously if you're Rashi, there's no difference if it gores an animal or gores a person. It has to do with the good mood of the shar. And because is at first glance we would say it's dafka the gores people, because that's what's different. It's the people that are different. Not the Shvarim. Came before on top of Ari's paper. But. And that's what I've got to mention yesterday. The Rebbe Peretz actually speaks that out. The Peretz Kunj, the Fisher, who bought them from Lachman Melacha, Visham, the Fire, the Time of Fisher Roy, etc. Milo, Shai, Chai, Time, my Ella, Kishinageh, Adam. So my parents point out, if you do show me, it's not if it gores people, not if it gores animals. But yesterday, what I said with the Rishash is not like that. Rishash wants to say that since people are dressed differently, so it gets old tzuhuchkit, and therefore it'll gore animals as well. But I just got mentioned, Repairs Lechaz says not like that. He says that would be a nafkamina between Rashi and Yerushalmi, whether or not the din that Mur the Shabbos applies only to goring people or even the goring animals. So the Repairs says that would be the first nafkamina right off the bat between Rashi and Yerushalmi. Now, Taisvis, the next Taisvis, when the Mishnah said, Mishiach's Bekimel Shabbosis, Taisvis bothered by Akasha, what's the Chiddush of Rabbi Yehuda that the Chazara is Gimel Shabbosis? Rabbi Yehuda already told us, what is required for Chazara, and that is Chazara Gimel Yamin. Taisa said one teretz that you would think that for Shabbos you need less, since only Mula Shabbos you need less. Well, Pishgun is Nichl and Farish, the Mula Shabbos, the Vishen Aisa Malacha, Kamashman, the Fulu Shabbos, Malacha, Mechol, Blay Nogach, Loyab Chazara. Zotaisvis, that the Firashi, it's Nicha. Why? Because the Firashi, you could say it very simple, that the Chiddush, they need Chazara of three Shabbosos, is telling me the Dafka need Shabbos. And even though if you have a similar situation during the week, the Hainu, a case, that punk, whatever it is, there was no work that day, so you might think that since the Gairim over here is a lack of work, so you might think if you have such a situation during the week, that would be a Chazara. K'mash Malan, the Mishnah, then no. That Shavas M'locha B'yayim Chol is not a Chazara. And Mela, you need Dafka Shabbos. Now, which means, the Chaira, that even if you're Rashi, the Infirashi, it's not just the lack of malacha, it has to do with the fact that it's Shabbos. So what would we say?
Is that a schish, or schish is that it doesn't work, it has to be Shabbos, a chazara? His schish is has to be a pattern of Shabbos only?
I'm not sure what you're saying.
What's the reason why you're not allowed to have on a, let's say it's bittul melacha on let's say Monday?
Why doesn't it work for chazara?
Like it's not a pattern, no.
I don't, what do you mean it's not a pattern?
I mean the same way.
It's not the same day of the week.
Yeah.
That's what I want to understand over here. Is the svar of Taisus again? Taisus says chazara has to be dafka on Shabbos, as the Mishnah says. Afukei, if you simulate a Shabbos during the week, Taisus lefi Rashi, the chazara has to be on Shabbos dafka. And if you simulated a Shabbos during the week, he says it's bedas Rashi.
Oh, right. Okay.
He says the Persia Kuntres, pay hey, Persia Kuntres. Kuntres is Rashi. Thank you.
Oh.
Now we know. Okay? It has to be Dafka Shabbos. So is the Svar of Shabbos because it's the whole Arum and Arum, it's the Zmiris, it's the Kiddush, it's the, you know, the Tish. Or is it, or you mean dafka is day of the week? Maybe that's a Mo's calling pattern. But, and then the nafmina l'chayr would be, nafmina l'chayr would be, what would be l'gabi yamtiv?
What are we saying is the Shabbos?
What would be l'gabi yamtiv? If Teres is telling me that it's not just the lack of malacha, it has to be on Shabbos. So if you say the Pshat is Shabbos, meaning that day of the week, the seventh day of the week, that's part of the Cheshvan here, then Yom Tif is also not going to be a Chazara. And see, Tais talks about Lagabe Chazara. B'chayr, the Nafkamin and Tais is also Lagabe the Gorn, meaning Vizimur the Shabbos. Yeah? What happens if the Gorn is in Yom Tif? Is it Pechatzi Nezik? Was it Pei Nezik Shalom? Right. It's not only the Taish that talks about whether the Chazara during the week with his lack of Melacha, it's not a Chazara. It's also Nafkamina. If it gores during the week when there's a lack of Melacha, there's a Pein Ezek Shalom Pelochat Yenezek. Same, it's two sides of the same coin. So the same Nafkamina Chayr would be Gabi Yamtiv. So, if you look at the Shita, and so the sheet over here. So that's the thing. Now we're not going to say if you say Pshat is that when Tais says it has to be Dafka Shabbos, it means because it's not just the lack of Melacha. It's the room in the room of Shabbos. Then Yom Tov will be the same thing. If you say it's a day of the week, that it's a day of the week, seventh day of the week, that is a factor as well, then Yom Tov is not that day of the week.
Could we say that it has to be, that it's the third thing, that it's every 7 days, of course?
Okay, it's.
Because if that's true, if it's every 7 days, then it'd have to go four times.
No, we're not saying a dilug. We're not saying a dilug over here. No, we're not saying it's a skipping of 7 days. Because we'll get back to that in a minute, okay? Because the Rashash talks about that. We'll see about that in a second, okay? Now I just want to tell what the sheet over here says. The sheet over here says. On Harei Mul Shabbos, Rashi Pirish Tam Echad Tam Acher, Rishalmi Pirish Tam Acher, Tam Rishalmi Tam Rashi. Hainu says Rashi. The law says Tam a Maynokat Muid LeShabbos is Tvei Mishar Yamin. The Huadin says the Shita Im Nogach Echad B'Shabbos. Nogach echad b'Shabbos, oishen b'Shabbos. Mi de dehava tlosa reish yarcha, oitish b'chaydish. V'nafkamina shein tam yishalm and tam Rashi ikker. The mul Shabbos is ain the mul yam tovim. So Shita says that stam the whole Rashi and Tosfos, he says, are really just coming to explain why the Mishnah discusses the case for Shabbos versus a different day, because it's more likely on Shabbos, he says. But he says that really, if we be mu'ud on Sunday, Dimur on Monday. It gore on Monday three times. It's also mu'ud. Because the world in Amabay discusses, you know, the day of the month. It's mu'ud on the day of the month, then it's considered mu'ud. Three times that day of the month.
Sharks of calendars also now. He knows when it's Malay and Fasser.
It's a moon.
Oh, he knows. He could go by his bed to testify.
But he says the Shita that it's really Lav Davka. No, it's not so much the point of Shabbos. So it sounds like he's saying that even Rashi and Taiz are Maida, that's not really Shabbos, that's the Iker.
Rashi explained Taiz. He said that's Davka by Shabbos. Because Rashi says Davka by Shabbos.
No. Meaning, one second. So he just said that really, if it's day and a month, it would be the same thing. One second. The Meili says, Benafkamina, Shein Tam Rishal Mitam Rashi Iker, the Mu'ah the Shabbos is ain't a Mu'ah the Yom Tovin. He says, Shita says, that Mu'ah the Shabbos is not going to be considered Mu'ah the Yom Tovin. Why? Because the Iker is the fact that it's Shabbos. The fact is that it's this day of the week, sounds like he's saying. The Shita's a little funny. I don't have a full Havan in the Shita. But the Shita sounds like he's saying that the Iker, the Mishnah that says Shabbos, it's not because it's Shabbos. Yeah, it's because it's that day of the week. One second. Mameli says, if it's Mu'ud and Shabbos, even though the Rashi is in Paris and Svara, you should be Mu'ud like a little for Yom Tov. You know, if you go, if you take the Svara of Rashi and Paris purely, then Amada, you'll be Mu'ud on Yom Tov. But he's saying that no, that's not really the Svara. It sounds like he's saying that even they're not really saying that that's really the Svara. That you know, even they're saying like the Mishnah talks about this case. This is more shkiyah. But it's a little funny because you know, the way he's saying is we talk about Shabbos because it's more likely on Shabbos. One second. But it's not because it's Shabbos, right? Then the svara of the clothing, the svara of not working. So then. So if you're telling me, so then what's the point of this? What is that svara doing for me? It's not only the sheet that the bets, and that svara is not doing anything. It's really the fact that it's Shabbos, not because it's no malacha, not because clothing are different, it's because it's Shabbos. So why are we discussing Shabbos? Because Shabbos, it's more likely for other reasons. But then Manav Shach, is that other reason a factor? If that other reason is a factor, Then how do we know that it wasn't a different day?
Every seventh day it gets triggered by these factors, but it won't get triggered by these factors on 3 days, which is
what?
Weird.
What?
See, every 7 days it gets triggered by these factors, but these factors won't trigger on any other day. Why? I don't know.
No, but in Taisus was saying it's a combination of the two, right? And that's it's a combination of the two.
Saying that's not the
Iker
reason.
It's not.
What?
All he says is that they're not Iker.
No. So what does that mean?
It means that there are reasons. It's just not the real reason. The real reason is because it's certain
amount of Shabbos. So what? What does that reason do for me? Does that reason do anything for me?
What reason of Shabbos?
The reason of the svaras of lack of love.
There's some reason why it gets so wild.
I'm saying, but does that reason, is there any nafkamina in that reason, Michal?
That's the whole machlokes.
Right, that's right.
Three times in a row, we're asking as well. If it's three times. When he's doing it on Shabbos,
is the fact that Shabbos is lack of malacha, the fact that Shabbos lack is different clothing, is that a factor or is not a factor?
Shita's
saying it's not a factor. Said, what's the point? Why? Elma is just the reason why we do it. Why it happens more. But if it's. So, then what's the point of bringing it in? What is it doing for me? If it's really the day, so then. And then if I can't be telling me that this is the reason why it does it, then it should be a factor. Right? If it's more likely on Shabbos because of this, then maybe that's the factor, it's not the day. If you tell me it doesn't warrant Shabbos, why? Because of these reasons. You see, saying these reasons are a factor for why it's doing it. So then,
we just for a reason why it chose Shabbos.
No, but once you tell me this is a factor, that's what I'm trying to understand. It's the reason why it chose Shabbos. Okay. But if you tell me that it chose Shabbos because of this, then it's saying that this is part of the factor why it's goring. Yeah, okay. If it's part of the factor, then you don't see from this Mishnah, then the Mishnah is misleading. Then you might say maybe it only becomes a mode on Shabbos because you have these added factors besides the fact that it's a day. So in other words, once these factors are why we're choosing it, because it's just more likely, then it should be considered a factor also.
These things happen every week. Now that it's used to, now it's just the Zman. Now it's just used to this. Around this time, these things happen. So if it doesn't happen, it's gonna go on.
No, but he's saying though that it's lobbed off. These reasons have nothing to do with anything.
Yeah,
even on a Monday.
Right.
Yeah.
But the reason
why it says these is because it's more likely than Shabbos because there's reasons. But if you tell them, once you tell them it's more likely because there's reasons, maybe this goes into Radha. That's my question.
It became Shabbos because of these reasons. Now, even without these reasons,
it would be
the door.
That's not.
He just drilled it into it.
Again, but this was part of what did it. Then maybe if on a Monday you wouldn't have it. No, the question is whether I want to know, can we deduce from this Mishnah that the mood on a Monday it becomes a mood? The Shita says yeah. There's no difference Shabbos on Monday. I'm saying but you see the fetus for Rashta, it's a Chodesh difference. Okay. Now that's one point. Now the other point in the Shita over here, he brings down from Yeshaya that. And this is interesting. Why Kais doesn't say this? Kais has a problem, right? What's the chiddush of the Mishnah? Yeah, what's the chiddush of the Mishnah? We know that Chazar is three times. What's the Mishnah mean by Shabbos? Oh, Chazar needs three times. Kais says that you might think it's only Shabbos. Bless. It's because of yesterday, the Rashi is coming telling me a chiddush that even if it's during the week, yeah, that even though it was no malacha during the week, it's also not going to be Chazara because. Good. Taiz is saying the day is also a factor. The Shita seems saying the day is a factor. Okay, what we just discussed right now. Question is though, if Taiz himself, if he Rishalmi himself, mm-hmm. why can't we have that same scenario Taiz is creating for Rashi? Why doesn't Taiz create that same scenario for himself? And that should be the Chiddush.
What?
The Hainu. Just like we're saying, what's the Chiddush of Mishnah? The Chazara on a Monday, when there was a Chasim that day, and there was no work, so there still is no Chazara. Yeah? What about on Monday, when everyone's wearing, there's a Chasim that day, and everyone's wearing Shabbos clothes, because there was a Chasim that day? Is that going to be a Chazara? Or it's Chol Hamoed, and everyone's wearing Shabbos clothes, is that going to be a Chazara? If he tells this, so you could say that that's good for Chiddush Mishnah. No. So which is really what the Shita says. We don't have Yeshaya. Yeah. Pirush Harishalmi Hashmin Afilu Rab and Eyal Mulvashim Big Day Shabbos going Yom Tovim Shloish Yom Vlay Nagach Vlay Ev Chazara Ashach Shloish Shabbosis Shafes Man Gairim. So in other words, what Tosfos says in Rashi, the Ben Yeshaya is saying it even with Yerushalmi, which kind of makes a world of sense. What Tyrus is saying that afas man gairim, right? We're saying means that says like that fit afas man gairim.
What's Rabbi Yishai doing?
He's not asking. He's answering Tyrus's kasha in Tyrus's turf.
The whole thing we said this yesterday was that when you show that. Since I'm
Yom Tov,
some people.
What? We discussed Yom Tov. So the Amiri says the difference far because when they work in the kitchen, they don't. But that's irrelevant.
They work here because there's still people working. They call the people who are working in the kitchen on Yom Tov. So that's not necessarily
going to
be a good
terrence
back for.
Fine. Okay. Fine. So you're asking maybe why Tyson's, if Tyson's holding the Miri, then it's not clear why it says it's the Meir Yishai. Okay, good, again. But Meir Yishai is just like Tyson says in Rashi. Okay. Just like Taisa says in Rashi, the chiddush of Mishnah that the Chazar has to be dafka on Shabbos is telling me that because if there was all the props they had on Shabbos, you had during the week, it's not going to be a Chazara because like he says, after Hazman Gaira, the day of the week is also a factor. So Chayra, Ben Shai said, the same thing in the world of Shalmi. Substitute lack of work to when Shabbos falls. That's the same terrace you have for Tysus. So why Taka doesn't Tysus say it? It's Taka Balling. Why does he say it? Because good terrace. Oh, Savez is saying very good. He wanted to say it. The few we said yesterday in the Miri. The Miri says that Yom Tov is not like Shabbos. Why? Not because. Because Yom Tov is not like Shabbos, because in the kitchen they're still wearing Big Dechal. So therefore, in Cain, so that's why Tosfos doesn't say that nafka mina. Because even if people are wearing clothes or wearing Shabbos clothes, there are still people that are wearing Bidechol, they're still working in the kitchen, whatever it is. Whatever you have in Yom Tov, you're gonna have during the week as well. So this scenario that the Rishon Lishayah creates, this fake Shabbos scenario, is not gonna help us. So that's not the feed finish. If Tosfos hold like the Miri, then it's not fair why Tosfos doesn't say the same terrors that he has for Rashi. He doesn't lose that for himself as well.
It's only by Yom Tov though. Maybe what? It's a Monday where everyone's wearing Bidu Shams.
Okay, but first of all, Rashi talks about Yom Tov. Could go on Yom Tov. Because the normal case of wearing Bidu Shabbos not on Shabbos is Yom Tov, right? I said a case of Chasna, right? But even the case of Chasna, so it could be in the kitchen, people are still serving the food for the Chasna or something. You're not going to find a case where no one's wearing Big Dechol. So according to Miri, the fact that some people are wearing Big Dechol doesn't make a difference.
But based on
so
that,
maybe that would be a terrorist. Okay, very good.
And on Shabbos, you know, people like wearing pajamas, taking that, like, you're not wearing Big Dechol the whole day. You can start saying that no one ever wears
Big Dechol. Oh, I see some, it's saying some Kashmiri.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm saying.
Most of the Shabbos, don't you still have guy that are wearing Big Dechol even on Shabbos?
Guy.
It's
a new square.
What?
It's a new square.
Oh, right. It was in the Shtetl, it was in the ghetto. Okay.
What? Could we ever serve Yishai again? What?
Yishai just. Taisus Teretz. He says for Rashi that the chiddush of the Mishnah, why you need daf chazar b'Shabbos, even though we know you need chazar for 3 days, Teretz is the chiddush of daf b'Shabbos, as opposed to when you have the same scenario during the week. That's the Mishnah's telling.
So that applies to
the Big Shabbos. It's just like it applies to Malchus, it applies to Big Shabbos. Now, this is all Rashi and Yerushalmi. It would seem to me that Mugi Yosef has a whole different understanding of the Mishnah, where he explains the Shach V'Tarik of the Mishnah, of the question from Yehuda, and the answer, it would seem to me, is different than both Rashi and Taisvis, and Taisvis wouldn't have his question, what is the Chiddush? What is the Chiddush of the Mishnah? Because Yosef says as follows. When the Gemara asks, the Mishnah asks, they ask Rabbi Yehuda, Amru fnei Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shemud l'Shabbos v'emud l'maisechol. What's the din? So he told them, Shabbos ha'mud, maisechol, Shabbos ha'mud, maisechol, chatzi nezek. Now, so the question is, says Mugi Yosef, why are we only asking this? Why are they only asking this Rabbi Yehuda? Why did they ask this after Rabbi Yehuda? Says Mugi Yosef, because this goes back to the Machlokes of Rabbi Yehuda, the Taisus quoted from the Gemara of Chof Gimel, where Rabbi Yehuda says, Chazara is 3 days. Rabbi Meir says, Chazara is the Tinoi playing with it. And he says, Lefi Remeir, so even though normally the Mishnah is Remeir, we leave Remeir over here because we're not asking for Rabbi Yehuda. according to you, the chazara, how do you have chazara? By days. Some cane, since chazara of 3 days helps to knock out her dog Amura, the animal was a a convicted muid, yeah, and now yet 3 days we say he's reformed. So too, the question is, so the muid l'shabbos, he's not a muid l'chol. So what's halacha? Do we say that since it saw during the week and didn't gore? So Mela, every time that in that week between the Me'achol between the Shabbases, it didn't gore, it should knock out that Shabbos. And the way he speaks it out is if the lack of goring of days is enough to knock out even a established muid. Kolshkein, he says, it should preempt.
Koyjabiyuda.
Kolshkein, it should preempt him becoming a muid. Again. One second. Lechivam. Let's read the words. The Mahani Chazar the Gimel Yamin. Yeah. Lemistar Hadogimura. The 3 days, the chazara of 3 days, is enough to destroy the hadogimura, him becoming a proper mood. Koshkein the mahani lemistar miktas yimei hadog. Koshkein, it should, when all it gored was one Shabbos, and now it's not goring. And now it's not going, so it should say that it should stop it from becoming a muid. That is the question that was asked Rabbi Yehuda.
That means there's no pattern ever. Every Sunday, gores every Sunday. That means the end of the middle days is going to be nothing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. In that question, yes. In the question, yes. Now, it would seem from the Milky Yisrael, yeah, that that obviously there was no preconceived notion that Shabbos is any different than during the week. Because if there was a preconceived notion that Shabbos is different, right? When Rashi told us right away, Shabbos, right? Mul the Shabbos. What's different about Shabbos? Lack of work. Pesach, what's different about Shabbos? Different clothing, right? So, if that was established already, when we talk about the case of Mur the Shabbos, ain't the Mur not for Shabbos, yeah? So, it's already established that Shabbos is different. That was Hanacha. That was our understanding right away. Then what was the question? Oh, well, you hold the Chazar of Yamim helps. Oh, so then Kol Shkein should preempt it. Then it should knock it, every Shabbos should be knocked out by Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Yeah? Why? Shabbos is different. There's something about Shabbos. Elamai, L'chayr, Zmuch, L'mukhi Yisif. And that certainly when the question was asked to Rabbi Yehuda, when the question was posed to Rabbi Yehuda, the assumption wasn't that Shabbos is fundamentally different than Yimei HaChol.
Not necessarily Rabbi Yehuda because he holds that
Yom
is the word for Chazara, they're asking because he's really
No. No.
Because even on Mechel,
no.
It's
no.
14.
No.
Why not?
Wait. One second. See, so you've been brainwashed by Tysus. Give out a record. You've been brainwashed by Tysus. And Tysus told you, that even Rameir that says that the Chazar is our day. Tinoikos, But still, he's Maida that Gimel Yamim of not going is also Chazar. That's what we saw Taisa for Gimel and Beis. However, the Sheet of the Rambam is not like that. The Sheet of the Rambam in Perek Vav. Sheet of the Rambam is, he passes like Rabbi Yossi. He also says, he passes like Rabbi Yossi that it's totally in Tanoigos. And the Rambam said, the Rambam is Mashma, that it's Dafka Tanoigos.
Rabbi Yossi is a mayor, right?
Rabbi Yossi passes him, yes. And the Rambam says that it's Dafka Tanoigos. Rambam says, Perek Vav, Milchus Niskei Mammon. Okay, we'll see about that. But the point is, Rambam says you need to have the mishmush. Rambam is mashma. Rambam says there's two oifanim of chazara. The hainu, one mishmush tinoikos, and two not going three times.
How many times?
How many times? Rambam doesn't say. Sounds like
once.
Maybe even once, like Taisa said before. Like Taisa Chakim also said.
Does it make a difference?
How could you say if?
So what? Nezek Shahuad Lord.
Play with the children during the week.
So that sometimes Mashman Rama
does
that.
Does
matter? Right.
I thought Tinek is a super raya.
Didn't
we say Tinek is a super raya? That like it's just reformed now.
Wait, too many questions saying. It's overload over here. Just one thing at a time. Okay. First, I want to what David said. That David said that. What do you mean? Why is Mukayyisav asking for a Yehuda? Right. Even for a mayor, there's a thing called Chazara of Yom. That was your question, David.
Yes.
Okay. So I'm saying what Taisa said before is not so partial. The Rambam disagrees with that. The problem, but you still have a good question, and that's what they everyone asks in Mukhi Yosef. It so happens to be the Mukhi Yosef Machav Gimel sounds like Tarsus. The Mukhi Yosef Machav Gimel does say like Tarsus. So if we're dealing, so it's very nice the Rambam says not like that, the Mukhi Yosef all the Rambam, it would be wonderful. So it happens to be Mukhi Yosef holds like Taisus. What?
What?
What was the point of bringing it in?
It's
the point of bringing it in. Because it's important. You know, there is a machine there. There is a machlekes. It's the point of bringing it in. But Vinishvi, we have a kasha on the Mukhi Yosef, which is a very strong question.
What happened to Tinekis?
What?
What do we need?
And this Kasha, I believe, Rabbi Craig asks. Craig and Mishnayis. I don't have a test Craig here, right? I think Rabbi Craig asks us, Craig and Mishnayis, I think he asked this question. So that's a question, I don't really have an answer for that question. Why doesn't Mugi Yosef go out of his way to say that our Gemara is Dafka for Rabbi Yehuda? Really, Dafka asked Rabbi Yehuda because the question was only Lefi Rabbi Yehuda Lishtasai. It's not true. Because even for a mayor, according to Magi Yosef, he also agrees what the Magi Yosef and the Chof Gimel says, according to a mayor, the Magi Yosef says, where's Magi Yosef? Brings down the Rosh. Chazor shall give me yomim pshita the sagi. Even for a mayor. So that's a kasha. That's a kasha. Back upon him, that's a question. But either way, the Grace is saying, the Gemara's, the side of the Mishnah's question was based on the halacha, the Chazar of Gimel Yom helps. And the Gemara's question, what Mishnah's question was, the Chayr is there should be always a built in Chazar. Every Mur the Shabbos, Ve'ein a Mur the Chol, there should be built in Chazar. That was the question. Now, I think David started asking another question. That even he started asking me, what about? It was even if I want to tell you the Fid Rambam, but you still be able to ask the question. Legabe Tanoikos. But that Rambam says Tanoikos only helps the Shabbos. The din of the Tanoikos only helps on the day when it became Mu'ud.
One
thing at a time. Okay? Now, and even Taisus, hello, Taisus, for Gimel and Beis, Mesechus Baba Kama. So Taisus?
No.
You didn't see Taisus?
I did, but I come back from the reason.
You prefer to say that you didn't. You prefer to take the flak for not seeing the Taisus than having seen the Taisus and not remembering the Taisus. That's my mouth. Taisus over there said, Nira! The Ein Mayil Adev Chazara. Oh, the Gimel Pam B'yayin Echad Nira the Ein Mayil Adev Chazara. We discussed this. Abish Amayil Adda. Oh, so even Tais already said, even Tais already said that, Chazar of Tinaikos, it's not going to help Yom Echad. So we see that even though it's a super duper Chazar, as Ari would say, and it helps even one time, you don't need three times for that. But Tais already said, Lagabe, whether it's So you want to know if we say the Fid Rambam. We say that Tanoikos, you don't need three times. Assuming like that, you don't need three times. Even the Rambam. Say you need three times for Tanoikos. So you see that the Chazar of Tanoikos is better than the Chazar of not goring. So the question is, Legabe, which day of the week, is as far as a Shakti Machalak? In other words, on one hand, we're saying that Chazar of Tanoikos is stronger than the Chazar of not goring. Therefore, you need three times, here it's enough one time. But, the question is it still a svar to say that it has to be on that day of the week that it's a mu'ud on? I don't know if it's mukhach. Again, your question is a good question. We have to try to is it shayach to machalik and say that although the amount of time we say it's a super duper chazara because it's playing with the little kids, you know, he's as docile as anything, right? Is that automatically have to follow from that you shouldn't need the day of the week that it's a mu'ud on? But we say no. At least it has to be on that day. Because there's something about that day that makes it crazy. Yeah? There's something about that day which is what's causing it to gore. So mainly the fact that on a different day it's a docile little cat and it's playing very nice with the children, it doesn't mean that on the day that it gores, it's a riot that it's reformed. Maybe just the amount of times that you need, that we say that's far, but if it's the day, if it's a goring animal daft on this day, then it's not going to help you on a different day. That's the chayr of the svar. You have to be mechalek to feed the Rambam, which I think it's a workable svar. I'm not saying it was mochach. If someone tell me the other way, I'd be fine with it. I think it's shayach to mechalek in the Rambam. I don't think it's a crazy svar. But now, there's not as much. A little more.
What would you say?
What?
Okay. Now, in the Mugayisim, okay, so back to Mugayisim, Rabbi Yisai. According to Mugayisim, the Mishnah's question was that there should be built in Chazara. And therefore, the whole thing in Mu'l Shabbos doesn't exist. Right? Bein Mu'l Chol. Doesn't exist. On that, the Mishnah answers that no, the Shabbos is using wood. Chinu Shleish Shabbos Ritzufin Mitzarfi Mitzarfi. Mitztarfi, the Chazar, the Chol, loy Mahani, le Shabbosis. Chamina Mahani, Chazar, Mois, and Yom, and Atzman, Shehain Shabbosis, Hu Dam Rina. Chazar only helps on the day itself. The Hainu, that Chayr, the answer, in Rabbi Yehuda's answer, that's where we're being Mechadish, that Shabbos is different. Right. It wasn't given. It wasn't given that Shabbos is different. The question was, it should be a built in Chazar. The answer is that no, Chazar has to be on that day. But in the answer, it's interesting. Mugayisa doesn't tell me any svar of Shabbos. Right? He just says that the Chazar has to be on that day, the Yom Kippur. The Hainu, that Rabbi Yehuda is mechadish in the Mishnah, that there's something about Shabbos, but it could be slammed off in Shabbos b'chol. He doesn't say that Shabbos is different. He says that you're moved on this day, it happens to be Shabbos, so then the Chazar has to be on that day. Because it's funny that the Mugayis knew about Rashi, knew about Rishalmi, Rishalmi will talk about it, right? And he just, it's clearly missing in him. So it could be, just like in the beginning, we didn't know anything about Shabbos. Even in Maskana, the Mishnah, there's nothing special about Shabbos. But Shabbos is a day. Meila, and we're saying that the Chazar has to be on that day. Chazar has to be on that day. Now, the Mugayis goes on to say, when Mishnah says Mashiach is by Gimel Yimei Shabbosos, here there's another problematic Mugayis, especially when we compare the two Mugayis, the Mugayis Vin and Chav Gimel. He says, Kukukoin, Sheyu Atinoika is the Mashmashin, Vaisan Shabbosos. The Eino in Nageach. The Kaim and Rabbi Yehuda don't want to Tom Zelosh and Dregs with Mashma. So even when the Mishnah says Yachzer Boy Gimel Yimei Shabbos, he's Chayzer three Shabboses. Says the Muki Yosef, what does it mean? He's Chayzer three Shabboses. He's Chayzer that Tanaikas is Mashma Tanaikas and three Shabboses. That's the Megayisim says. But Oysan, Shabbosos, those three Shabbosos, he's Mamashmish B'Tinaikas. That's the Megayisim says. Why am I talking about Mamashmish B'Tinaikas? Why not? I will go in Rabbi Yehuda. Right? Rabbi Yehuda says, the Chazar is, I did not goring.
Also, you don't need three Tinaikas.
One second. One thing at a time. Slowly. So I really says that how you chayzer by not goring says this mukiyay. No, we go like Rabbi Yaisi. We pass her bell. Look, we pass her bell. Like her mayor. That what? It's totally in tonight. Oh,
So now the question of Mekayisiv is that, but if we're talking about tonight, guys, for whatever reason, okay, you dropped Rabbi Yehuda, you know, even though Rabbi Yehuda is the author over here of the statement, but we're not saying Rabbi Yehuda, we're taking his halacha and we're translating it into our terms, halacha, which is shimush tonight, is it not lack of gory? But the question is, though, once you switch on me and you go to lack of goring, the terekel is supposed to lack of goring, then the numbers change as well. Because the Mekayisim Chav Gimel, not only did he tell me that according to a mayor, lack of goring is also an item of Chazara, but Mekayisim also said, that by Gor, that by Tanaikas, all you need is one time, not three times. All you need is one time, not three times. Lahiskir quotes the Rosh. Lahiskir Gilam Pam Melgameda. But when he says by Tanaikas, Diaful Pamachas, the Mistama Chazatamusai. Hakmash with Lahiskir Gilam Pam. So once we're talking about Tanaikas, you don't need three times, like Taisa said. So therefore, according to Mekayisiv, then now what's going on over here? Mekayisiv switches on the Mishnah. When the Mishnah says, it was chaz v'gimel yom, gimel shabase. Mekayisiv doesn't mean lack of goring, it means mishmash tanaikas. A mishmash tanaikas, once you go into Rabbi Yaisi, Rabbi Yaisi's shita, you don't need gimel shabase. You only need one. So that's the problem with this Mekayisiv. So this is, they bring down from this Maran Shapiro, he asked this question. He has two questions. He says, first of all, that Mekayisiv is saying that since Lalach we pass in Rabbi Yaisi, therefore I'm not going to explain the Mishnah in terms of lack of goring, and explain the Mishnah in terms of Tanaikas. By the way, again, Mekayisiv holds before that even Ramei is masking to Rabbi Yehuda. So why, even if we pass in that Tanaikas is also an oifen of Chazara, but it's not the only show in town. You could also do it Aydei Chazara.
At the end of the passing, that you could do it Chazara?
The Mekayisiv said before that even Remeir, again, you said before just passing Remeir, even Remeir holds that Tanaikas or lack of glory. So why? Yes. Why not? We pass Rabbi Yaisi. Rabbi Yaisi passing Remeir, so we pass in that way.
The Rambam said we can't do it like that.
The Rambam says that not like that. The Rambam holds that for Tanaikas.
Wow.
But there's Mechayus Shem. It's the first time they've came across Mechayus Shem.
I don't understand that. If Tanaikas itself works, why would 3 days not work?
What?
Why would 3 days not work if Tanaikas itself works? Tanaikas works. So I'm going to say Tanaikas works 3 days.
Remember, I'm holding that maybe just not going is not a riot. Playing with Tanaikas is a riot.
Let's say Tanaikas was in 3 days in a row and it's not
going. Doesn't need that.
Tanaikas on Monday, Tanaikas on Tuesday, Wednesday.
You don't need that. You don't need that. Mash would that was one day. You don't need that. What mash the Greg is one day. Playing with the kids are playing with, not that they didn't gore the kid. He saw the kid. The kids nudging it. Yeah, and he didn't do anything. That's the riot. But the Fidra Ram is not for that. The Fidra Makari synthesis, it's even that. So Melo, so why is it, just because we pass Gabriel Yasi, why does Makari have to switch on us and say the mission's not talking about lack of goring? So therefore he says, Yesh Lagir, he wants to change the Girsa. Now when the mission says, Mashiach Zabagim Yimesh Abbasais, Ukigain, instead of Ukigain, it's Oikigain. You add Aleph over there and make a space between the Vav and the Kigain. And therefore, then he's saying, Echrami, both work. Aye. He says, Mamashim Abayisan Shabbasais. So we still have the other question: why do you need three Shabbos in the Chayyim if it's going? If it's playing with the kids, that should be enough one.
That we said before, right in the Rambam, it's mashma that mishb b'chol doesn't help. See, that's why the Gerizim says b'ayis and Shabbos. It means to stress, ask me on Shabbos, post the chol, but not that
the three.
Again, it's a very, very big dacha, obviously.
What? That's a great way to answer a question. Change the gears and love dafka.
Well, see, now we know where his mother is coming from. You know, this is their Rebbe. The Rav Shapiro is their Rebbe. Yeah. Okay, so this the Mugeisiv is quite difficult over here. And to shtim, the two Mugeisivs, throughout the whole piece, in the beginning when he handles Rav Yehuda, question that they was asking before, and at the end he's handling a Gracie. At the end he's handling a Gracie. That's how to stem that with the Gracie before is quite difficult. They said Craig already asked one of the questions. I don't remember which one he asked. Zot Gemar Itmar Paris Vidalmar Veinim Moedan Rapap Amar Einim Moedan Zidalmar Veinim Moedan. It's like in McGill. Ve'eni mu'ud tenan hastam ha'avan mu'ud. Mishnah says mu'ud l'minoi ve'eni mu'ud l'sheni minoi. It's dafka when it's positively, actively not a mu'ud l'sheni minoi, but stama. If it was just a mu'ud l'minoi, then we say it's a mu'ud for everything. Our Papa Amar eni mu'ud tenan stama l'yavan mu'ud. What?
How does
Vav
tell me
they? Because it's saying the only time, what does Mishnah say? Shoshu Mu'ud L'Minoi, V'Einim then L'Minoi pays Nezek Shalom. And then when it, so Zafka, it's V'Einim, it's a Mu'ud L'Minoi, and it's Einim Mu'ud L'Einim, the Hainu. Then an animal passed by, and the Einim passed by, and it didn't gore. That's it's actively Einim Mu'ud. And the Rebbe says, no, Einim, stop, Mu'ud L'Minoi, by definition, is Einim Mu'ud L'Minoi. It's only a mood for what it gored, not for what it doesn't gored. Says Rash, Vein mood tanan, Vein mood, Vashain e minoi, Vyadinon, Bey, Dloy nogach. We're going to have Vinu Lulu Kame, Dloy nogach, Hilkoch, Lemish, Ein e mood, Dloy, In nogach, Acher Zman, Mishalem, Chatsi Nezek.
What does Acher Zman mean?
After some time.
Not literally, but what's it doing in Rashi?
Hilkoch, l'mi she'ein emud, loy, nogach achar zman, mishalem chatzi nezek.
Why does it have to be achar zman?
Maybe, yeah.
Rabbi Ling says after three times.
What?
Rabbi Ling says after three times of passing by.
L'mi she'ein emud, what? Why? One second. L'mi she'ein emud, loy, nogach zman, mishalem chatzi nezek. One second. Av mistama, emud lezeh. Mu'ud af lezeh, v'chein mu'ud l'ktane, mu'ud l'gdailun. I don't agree that lachazman means after that means lachazman. It's true, it has to be after three times, but I don't think that's lachazman means. What? And it's a palish, so that's what the word means.
Okay.
Hilkach, no, because he said, v'chim na'avrinu l'hu kamei v'loi nagach. So we're talking about three times. So the chlamish ain't mood loy. It means he said avrin hu lahu. They passed. They mean the chare three of them, right? Avrin hu lahu kamei. So that already happened. Still, he said lachasma. Okay. Now why is it lachasma? I don't know.
What does he have this other example that he has to bring down?
Av mistama mu lezeh mu raf lezeh v'chein mu l'ktan mu l'gdayin.
What's v'chein?
Because Mishnah has a few cases.
So why do you only bring down the ketan mu l'gdayin? Why do you bring down other and other bemis?
Why do you bring down what?
Adam and other bemis.
That was what? That's the first thing. Adam.
Yeah.
Mina and minai. Adam and Behema and Ketan Mugdan. So why do you skip Adam? I don't know. That hurts?
No.
Okay. Yeah. So that's the Machlaikas. So basically Machlaikas is, what's the din by Stam? Do we say that the fact that it was a mood for one animal or for a person or for whatever, all different types of situations, does that automatically say that that it broke out of it being a tam. It's not a tam anymore. Male, it's moved for everything. No, we look at each thing by itself. Look at each thing by itself.
Well, three different animals.
Based on the
pigs. What?
A cow, a horse, and a man.
So we'll get to that. There's Tyson and Bezel and Bezel talks about that. And then second Seder. I knew they talked about it. You just got what I said. Yeah.
It was just quick off, yeah.
Llama pigs?
Hey!
What?
What? Again, but Rav Zvi is explaining. Hello, Rav Zvi is explaining our Mishnah. Rav Zvi is going in the Mishnah. There's three cases. The Mishnah is explaining all three cases of the Mishnah. There's no question about that. Fine. So you can't tell him that Rashi leaves out something because we have a problem with the Gemara in the Beis and the Beis. Rav Zvi in Lamed Zayin and Aleph clearly holds Mu'ud La'adam is a Mu'ud La'behema. Is that true or not? What?
Maybe.
Maybe what? What maybe?
I'm just helping
out. What Tysus discusses is, what about Fakert? A Mu'ud La'behema is a Mu'ud La'adam.
The question is, does he have to ask a
beef? Again, when the Mishnah says, Mu'ud La'adam is Ve'ena Mu'ud La'behema, says Rav Zvi, what does that mean?
That means that he was
Bedafka Shulim. Bedafka, not a Mu'ud La'behema, but otherwise a Mu'ud La'adam. And then he gores the behema. Is he Chayim Nezek Shalom or not?
Yes.
I'm asking Mayor.
I understand.
What?
I understand what you're saying. I'm just saying.
I'm glad you understand me. Baruch Hashem, we're on the same page. Now, the opposite case, Mu'ud La'behema. What?
I don't know. Is he Chayim Nezek Shalom or not?
Of course it's Chayim Nezek Shalom. Rav Zvi says, Ve'ena Mu'ud. Dafka, if we know he's not a Mu'ud for the second thing. But otherwise, Stam, we say it's a Mu'ud for the second thing. Mu'ud La'adam. Mu'ud La'mina. Mu'ud La'ilakanim. We say it's Mu'ud for the other one. Right? Tais has a discussion. What about Fakert? And Mu'ud La'behema, the fear of Zvi, isn't a Mu'ud La'adam. That where there's room for discussion. So Tais says, Hastam have a Mu'ud, L'sh'ein Eminoi, V'afil M'behema La'adam, Namish Aminoi L'kamam B'perikim, Hastam have a Mu'ud. The Gemara of Mem Aleph says, the fear of Zvi, punct. The fear of Zvi, it's Mavor, that Mu'ud La'behema is a Mu'ud La'adam. Why? Where's the Mavur over there? Because that's Gemara over there discusses. The Mishnah says that Ashar Mu'ud pays Kaifer. If you kill someone, the Ashar Mu'ud, you have to pay the value of the Nizik, the value of the Mazik. You have to pay money. So Gemara says, where is the Gemalt? Heichem Mishkachas La. Where is the Tzir of that? How did it become a Mu'ud? Because the Chayra, as soon as it killed a person, it gets killed. So where, how does it have become a Mu'ud for killing three people?
Ran away.
So the Gemara has many, many answers for this. Rav Zvid answers, going to Hara, Gimel Behemis, a Mu'ud La'behema, a Mu'ud La'adam. So that's what Tais says. Just like Rav Zvid holds by us, Mu'ud La'adam is Mu'ud La'behema. The Gemara, Rav Zvid happens to hold enough of Mem Aleph, then Mu'ud La'behema is also Mu'ud La'adam. However, Zaktaisis, the stomach mood, have had the park, Machem, the tank clean, and Munek Mishkaka, some farces, the Gunshire Yogi, and Bam, is Mul Bam, Mulad. A Muslim is the Masnissin, oh, so then Taisis says, Lachaira, if that's true, then Lachaira will cash. So why is our mission to discuss Mul Adam, Bain Mul Bam, meaning? The Mu'ud La'adam, that's not a Mu'ud La'behema, is only when it was Ein Mu'ud. So why do we say bigger chiddush? But stama, is a mu'ed. Why do we say bigger chiddush? Let's just say mu'ed lebehema ve'en mu'ed la'adam. That stama mu'ed lebehema is mu'ed la'adam. It's a bigger chiddush. Say mu'ed lebehema is mu'ed la'adam. Mu'ed la'adam is mu'ed lebehema. It's a bigger chiddush. Zag taisvis. Amatzel and misnim as nisim mu'ed lebehema and mu'ed la'adam. Lashmin is stama mu'ed. So he's like bothered by it. He doesn't give a teretz. He's bothered by it. Mishka said it, but it's a shul shver. So Tais miu shema chazav by Rav Zvid Mahidol Kama. Can the parak Allah hasam? Because the Gemara Mem Aleph, when Rav Zvid gave his suggestion, how is it shayach a case of a muid for killing? And he said it was talking about a muid for killing animals. So Gemara, look, Gemara. The Gemara challenges Rav Zvid. Is that true? Mu'ud l'behem is mu'ud l'adam? Who said? So Taisus, maybe Rav Zvid was chayzer. The Taisus, Shilma Taimer Kain, Adarav, I'll prove it to you. That Rav Zvid was chayzer on mu'ud l'behem being mu'ud l'adam. Otherwise, it would be shver, reish mechilten. So here's Mechalek's Mashal and Maram. What is Taisus asking? So the Mashal learns Taiz is not referring back to Beis and Beis. Mashal says Taiz is referring to Mechilton. He takes out the word Reish. Sama. That's the seems to be the mood of the day. Do you have any problems? Take out the words that bother you. Mashal says Tikshila Hahu di Mechilton. I am a sneeze in the Hacha. I have a miss in the Rebusa. In other words, according to Mashah, the reason why Taisus is very happy to say there is Zudus Chayz by Mu'ud l'behema is Mu'ud l'adam, because that's the Mishnah's problem in our Mishnah. Why does the Mishnah say Mu'ud l'behema v'en Mu'ud l'adam? Why is it Mu'ud l'adam v'en Mu'ud l'behema? Should say Mu'ud l'behema v'en Mu'ud l'adam? I think we're going to start confiscating pens over here. The Maharam says, and that's our Gersa, that no, Taisus is not referring to our Mishnah, because Taisus didn't really seem to be so bothered by the Mishnah. The Mishnah could have said that, wasn't overly stressed about it. And therefore, he said, that what is Taisus Kasha? Well, it does bother Taisus, the Gemara, the Beis and Beis. Because there the Gemara says, there the Gemara learns out from the Pesukim, there we learn out from the Pesukim, that Mu'ud l'Adam is a mu'ud l'behema. A mu'ud l'behema is not a mu'ud l'adam. Because the yigah, etc. So then Marlon seems to learn out from Sukkot that mu'ud l'behema is not a mu'ud l'adam. That's already kasha on Rav Zvid. So how could Rav Zvid say that mu'ud l'behema is mu'ud l'adam if from the Sukkot, from the Shino, the Sukkot, yigah and yigah, which Gemara says that it's harder to kill a person, etc. Therefore, we say Mu'ud l'behem is not Mu'ud l'adam. That's the kasha of Rizvid. Therefore, Tais is very happy to say that Rizvid was
Shkaya, Rabbi!
Wow.